It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the American people continue to increase their support for American-made products, and it has been helping maintain and also reestablish industries here in the United States. Every industry needs many levels of workers to maintain their business, and keeping Americans employed is our main goal. At this time, we need to challenge the media, businesses, community organizations, and all of our supporters to promote the Buy American Made campaign so that we can get more jobs back in the United States of America. In an effort to support products made and assembled in America, it's more important than ever for local and national government leaders and school district administrators to also focus their purchasing on American-made products. Quite frankly, 100% of our tax dollars should always be used to support American businesses and American workers. Resolutions to support American-made are great to hear, but they mean less if we can't find American-made products where we shop. And as we all see, the aftermath of extensive outsourcing of manufacturing to foreign countries of the items used regularly by America's consumers has really done major financial damage to America's economy. We want those industries restored so that we can employ Americans in dozens of areas, including manufacturing, management, sales, research and development, packing, delivery, advertising, and many others. Together, we have been bringing about positive changes simply by focusing more of our purchasing power on Made in America First. Let's continue to work together so that we can reach our goals sooner. Kindly spread the word, and for more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.